Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.
What's up, TZ?
Oh, sky and blue, sun and clouds.
You're just good. Walking expression of music, aren't you? How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm excited about today's show.
Okay.
Very, very old instrument from the 7th and 8th century.
Did they even have music back then? Surely yes, they just had God telling them off for stuff.
So you can just hear the old in it.
that wasn't even the Dark Age. That was pre-Dark Ages, wasn't it? 7th or 8th century?
But this was in Japan. Yeah. So this is the Japanese instrument called the koto.
Oh.
Koto.
Which still exists to this day.
Yes, it does. And so it's a it's a stringed musical instrument that's... You're going to hear it coming in. That's more like an explosion sound.
This is more like a modern jet airplane.
We got some flutes and stuff on top there.
A bit of Jeff Clarkson there.
Gongs. There we go.
Unmistakable, isn't it?
It's the national instrument of Japan. It is the Japanese instrument.
It's a plucking good sound.
Yes, it is.
And like all good music, it's what you leave out, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's not like they're not strumming away in it. It's just like a...
Oh, yeah. There's a sparseness. You know, some of it, you know, if you were listening to the real stuff, because, you know, obviously we're listening to the westernized pop, but this is the westernized pop version, it can be very sparse and just a real hitting each sound, just dung, just really...
How?
Serious. No, it really
now,
does.
Now, is it plucked? Is it plucked with a plectrum?
Or the plectrum,
yeah.
And so it's a large piece of wood that, you know, the real instrument makers can, you know, one dude will season it on his roof for a year, you know, real...
Yeah, of course,
they're real serious instrument makers. And the strings, the typical one is 13 strings, but there's some with less and some with more. But movable bridges.
Oh,
those are the things
God.
That lift it up off the wood.
6th and 7th century musical bridges.
Yes.
Movable bridges.
Yeah, well, they used to be made out of ivory.
back when there was a prolific elephant.
That's right, when elephants were just rampaging Japan, they just had to get, But, yeah, so that's those bridges lift the strings up off the wood, and you see that sort of, you know, big up-curved thing. And there's movable for when you're tuning it. Now, this is weird. This is David Bowie and Brian Eno.
I think the concept that in the 7th and 8th century that they were worried about tuning... Yeah, it's funny that it's funny that ever since the beginning of time of humanity, since we've been making music, that we have an idea of what is the right sound and what is the wrong sound.
Oh, they were obsessed with
it. You know what I mean?
Like the planets were on tune.
Yeah,
and
that's what I mean.
Vibrations. Yeah, like that. You know, that some
the
cultures believe.
The music of the spheres.
Yes, exactly. Wow, deep, dude. You know that stuff.
Oh, I do.
You know that if you put wrong vibrations out there, you could set things off their course.
But discordant has been discordant ever since human beings have been making music. It's really bizarre. We're tuned into a certain way of... Oh, there it is. It's showing off now. Who's playing this, Brian Eno or David Bowie?
I don't know.
Or a guest plucker.
This freaks me out quite a lot. I think it's the end to a podcast I listen to. And it wakes me up quite... It's sleep for me, unfortunately. Sorry, Eno.
Do you podcast through your sleep?
She gets all the info in her brain.
People that put a book under their pillow and that sort of thing.
She programs it right in.
Just subconscious. I don't know how it got so brainy.
Oh. Now, you music nerds will know what a pentatonic scale is.
This is what we're talking about, sure.
Penta means five, right?
Yeah.
Pentagrams, you know, for
tonics,
all Satanists.
Sure.
So that five-note scale is very sort of stereotypical Asian, you know, when people are trying to make fun of Asian music, they will fun of that pentatonic, but you can hear it a bit in the koto, that pentatonic scale. So not all Japanese music is pentatonic. You know, it's a very terrible stereotype, but it is there. And you can sort of hear it.
Open your ears, guys. It is a bit creepy that synthy stuff in the background is making people uncomfortable, to be honest.
And you said, surprisingly, this doom. Is David Bowie. And then the end of that sentence is, and Brian Eno. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, no, right, gotcha.
Brian, I've got plenty of time, Eno. I'm in no rush.
Now, here's...
Okay, I feel like I'm going to be... I feel like I need like a deep tissue or something.
Oh, that's true.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's massage music. I'm down with that though, but you know, but just in the right time and place.
It's the song that plays at the end of the flotation tank thing. Thank you.
How many of these float tanks have you done?
Just two.
Who we got here? Is this Britney Spears? What's going on?
This is crazy. This is A Taste of Honey, disco band. And they're doing this famous song called Sukiyaki, which was a hit in the 1960s by a Japanese singer, one of the best-selling singles of all time.
Yes.
So it's your cheesy funk disco version. But, you know, of course, the Koto fans are like, oh, yeah, there's the Koto in pop music. But so you can hear that pentatonic scale. Now here he goes, Thomas. The chorus.
Yep. I'm wishing you were here. It's got harpy, isn't it, in that?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Well, that's what it is, a string. And apparently they used to be silk, but they didn't last very well anyway.
Well, now, what used to be silk? The strings?
Yeah. Now, here's a fun fact for those of you who are big anime people. For hundreds of years, they were...
For those of you who are big anime people!
Yeah. Anime people, quite animated.
Everyone's rushing about in anime, it freaks me out.
It used to be played by blind folks. For some reason, it was a blind musician's thing. And occasionally in an anime, you'll see a blind dude playing an instrument.
So is that, that's culturally the players of those instruments?
For a phase of its life, it was a blind musician's thing. And you know, maybe because they could hear so precisely and play it better. And there were some very famous blind players and composers, and it just became a thing.
You're totally right. That's a trope, and I always say, oh, yeah, the blind musician, whatever. But it is. It's in a lot of anime.
Yes, a blind Koto player. So now you'll sort of know why.
I want to go shopping for a Koto today. I'm thinking of one for Christmas present. What am I thinking? What's it going to cost me?
Well, you gotta season it on your roof.
I can do that. But I've got all sorts of things seasoning on the roof at the moment, so
it's one of those instruments that looks like it would be easy to play, but I have a feeling it's not.
I think it's all about the delivery. It's all about the investing, heart and soul in it.
The plucking seems to be really intense, and apparently Tool were really a big proponents of it and posted a Koto version of Lateralis on their page.
Mikey played a kind of 12-minute Tool song this
morning.
I played
the Tool cover of No Quarter this morning. Well, you missed that.
Well, the Koto fans love Tool because they feel like they sort of brought it. And now there's a thing on YouTube where people will do Koto covers.
From the people who built you prison sex and sober. It's Stinkfist. An anime. That's our special version, Koto version. How was that?
But so they showed some mad respect. Props. Yeah.
Listen to that. It's like the Yngwie Malmsteen of Koto playing there. If anyone knows what I'm talking about there. Okay, next, please.
But you're right, it probably has been a little overused on the massage table.
Yeah.
But if you go back and hear the real players, it's not soothing. It's harsh. It's serious. No. This is another weird...
Speaking of mad props.
...take on it. This is possibly, they're thinking, you know, the Koto boards... think it's sampled. This is Dr. Dre.
This is Dr. Dre and Mary J. Blige.
I thought he was going for that Wu-Tang-y sort of like kung fu movie sort of thing. Okay. Since you finishing them early, what possessed you to start them? We made a vow, later we'll regret till death do us part. Lord, I thought we was made for each other. You shouldn't connect those made to be taken away from each other. Now what I'm supposed to do? I'm only half the man that I was. I'll never last, cause my better half is up there with you. You knew what you was doing when you made us. So with all due respect, you could have forgave him. You didn't have to take him. He can take the game with him, cause he defines the word. The one who puts the G in it. Who you think put me in it? I'm feeling like my whole world is blinded. Wondering why, crying, pouring out liquor behind it.
No, there's.
That sounds more like a toy piano to me, that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, because it's a synthesized one.
You know the way the gangsters were rocking around with toy pianos?
Yeah, that's right. It's so cool on the street.
Yeah, man, look at the piano.
Well, you know, they're very magpie-ish, aren't they? Some of these producers.
And they, and you know, there's a sort of fascination with the young, the kung fu movie aesthetic as well.
Absolutely. Now, there's a whole crop of young Asian rappers that are now, you know, trying to doing rap, but then they'll add, you know,
this is such
Asian
a good segue,
flavors,
isn't it?
Reclamation of.
I'm just saying, we've got a band coming in very shortly who reclaiming a few traditional.
That's right.
Just reclaiming the mic there, Mike.
Reclaiming everything.
Yep.
I love a song where someone says, I've got to get this money. Yeah, got to get paid. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really hard to listen to poor people talk about wanting money, isn't it? White privilege.
Money solves everything.
Oh.
It's a good, hook. It's very like
Look at my money,
90s sample.
It is, and it softens the edges of the harsh beats of hip hop after a long time, I think. That sort of angle, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, it's so iconic. It really sticks out, doesn't it? Like when it's there, and it's sticking out on top of the rest of the mix.
And there's something to be said about using something that's so so old, too, you know?
True, and something so modern.
See.
But yeah, so
So there it is, the Koto.
The Koto.
Did we find out how much it was going to cost or not?
No, we didn't.
Can you knock together one yourself out of a tissue box and some catgut?
I probably could, but I think it would be like
well,
a
you'd order
a
it from Japan,
project.
Right? Yeah. You'd order it from Japan, get rolling. But yeah, maybe we should go there.
Well, there's three times the price straight away.
Study with the master. You know?
Oh, yeah, yep. Yep.
And there's been a few famous female players. That
so, like, it's like the movie Kickboxer, but just you have to,
but
you really have to. You,
but well, bit just, different.
Yeah, but different. But
yeah,
music.
I think the same wax on, wax off technique applies.
What about that dance he does in Kickboxer? Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, that dance is something else.
Bit
indecent.
Go. Anyway, yeah. So there we go. But that's a beauty. That's the Koto. That didn't.
We're looking up a price on that.
Okay, you can't put a price on them.
There is a specialist called Gandava Loka
Sounds expensive.
Who makes stringed instruments?
Have you had a look on Price Buy?
Such as the balalaika
and the berimbau. Berimbau's on my list.
No, he's not.
Bold,
he doesn't care.
Saltery.
Doesn't really care what country he lives in.
Charango.
The charango's good too.
Iru.
What about the one string stand-up bass? Boom, 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 boom.
Hammered dulcimer.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And a koto.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's on a stand, like on a table.
Oh, that's
pretty.
Oh, that's very nice. It's actually, so it's sort of almost, it looks like, it's obviously made of wood, but it's still guitar size.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's massive. Yeah. Well, I mean, not massive, massive, but yeah, it's definitely big on a table or little legs or something.
Couldn't play it on the bus.
Because I think the blind dudes played it, like, you know, cross-legged,
on
sitting down.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you something good. But yeah, we can just be white people getting our Western, our faux Eastern massages.
Yeah, it's really depressing that's where I knew it from, isn't it? That's awful.
One of my favorite tunes in the whole world, I was trying to play it before, is an often used spa and massage, massage therapy
treatment.
But I'll play for you, Lauren. Thank you very much, Doctor. Thanks for coming in. And next week, we can look forward to the instrument called
clarinet.
Ah,
no,
damn.
No, it's good. It's good. You wait.
Is the Pink Panther theme clarinet or what's that?
It could be an oboe, but we'll have to look that up.
That's one of the greatest tunes ever.
Clarinet can be so sexy, you're gonna love it.
It does have a good hoop to it, doesn't it? The clarinet. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Enjoy the ride. That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.